This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, Republican from the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. He also spent many years as a judge prior to being elected to Congress. And if you were with us just a few days ago, you know that we had a conversation about the congressman's desire to see an end to the offshore drilling moratorium, which he said is permanently killing jobs along the Gulf Coast in his state and in the others. And now a federal judge today has agreed with that concern and has lifted the ban on the moratorium. The White House, though, of course, vowing to appeal that. Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to talk to you, Greg.
What's your reaction to this decision today?
Well, I think the federal judge that ruled against the U.S. government was exactly correct in his ruling. The plaintiffs, the different people affected by the moratorium, said in their lawsuit that they have suffered and will continue to suffer irreparable harm as a result of the moratorium. The federal judge agreed with them and issued a preliminary injunction against the federal government, saying the federal government must lift the moratorium.
In terms of where this goes from here, obviously it will be appealed. In the meantime, is everything still frozen? How is this going to work?
It depends on what the judge does on the appeal. What I mean by that, if the federal government files an appeal, then the judge has certain parameters that he can order. He can even order the federal government to post a bond in the amount of the damages that would be suffered to perfect the appeal, as we call it. That has yet to be determined. But the appeal won't take very long. The Fifth Circuit, which will hear the appeal, would probably hear this within the next 2 weeks because of the situation. A preliminary injunction being granted is a rare thing. What the judge says in a preliminary injunction is that the people suing would probably, no doubt, win if there were an actual jury trial. But he grants the injunction because of the, quote, irreparable harm being given to the plaintiffs if there is a postponement. So injunctions are rare in our society, and it's got to be overwhelming evidence that one side is right and the other side's wrong. And in this case, the federal judge said that the federal government's moratorium was capricious when they blanketly prohibited deep water drilling.
Congressman, how common is it, how rare is it for a presidential order like this to be reversed?
It doesn't happen very often at all. Very seldom do the federal government even get sued on a situation like this. Injunctions, as I mentioned, are rare, rarely granted by judges. They are requested from time to time, but they're rarely granted. Though evidence has to be overwhelming, and in this case, the judge found that the federal government was out of line, banning all deep water drilling because of the BP explosion, and even the rigs that are in the deep water have been reinspected since the explosion. And that came out in the hearing that these rigs that they're being prohibited from drilling have already been reinspected by the federal government. So there were various reasons. After the hearing, judge ruled overwhelming evidence the plaintiffs would be harmed. The federal government was wrong. It was overbroad in issuing this moratorium, did not have a factual or scientific basis to do so, and lifted the moratorium.
You expect a similar decision at the appellate level?
I do. I expect the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will rule the same way for the same reasons. It's unfortunate the federal government is kind of stuck in its ways and should realize that they were wrong and should back off of this moratorium because, as the judge said in this hearing, there are thousands of people that will be out of work, out of jobs, and it will affect the economy and the energy industry in the United States solely because of the drilling moratorium.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Ted Poe, who has spent many years as a judge prior to being elected to Congress from the 2nd Congressional District. And, Congressman, last week at the same time, the president was announcing that there would be a $20 billion at least compensation fund established by BP. He mentioned $100 million designed to compensate those workers who won't be able to work because of the moratorium. Does that give you any solace when you talk about the long-term job potential on along the Gulf Coast?
Well, there's going to be another legal issue on the deep water people that are unemployed. First of all, when the federal government imposed the moratorium, the federal government is responsible for all those jobs being lost. BP's not responsible. The federal government's responsible. So there's a legal issue right there whether BP should have to pay that or not. So we hope the drilling continues. Those people don't lose their jobs. BP pays what they're responsible for paying on the damages and the loss of life, but not be responsible, or not the federal government's responsible for the job loss for those other people in the deep water drilling business, and hopefully they will be able to continue to work and produce energy and keep their jobs.
Congressman, you mentioned in our previous conversation that these oil companies, there's no way they're going to wait 6 months to bring these jobs back, because it costs them $500,000 a day for each rig out there in the Gulf. And so what kind of race against time are we talking about here? You mentioned a couple of weeks till we get to the appellate level, assuming the administration challenges this. What kind of a time window do these oil companies have before they pick up and leave?
Well, two of them have already left. These are floating rigs, so they just move them. And it costs, as you mentioned, $500,000 a day to have one of these rigs out in the deep water. So they can move those to Brazil or Indonesia. We don't want any more of them to leave the deep water. I think they will have to make a business decision on whether or not this, they think that the judge's ruling today will be upheld. And based on that, I think they will make those decisions. I hope they stay. It's like the manufacturing industry that left the United States in the 70s and 80s. When it left, it never has come back. These rigs leave, they're never coming back. So we want them to stay, and we want them to stay in business and operate safely.
Well, a major development today. We'll see how it plays out in the next couple of weeks. Congressman, thank you as always for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.